Golf, Romeo Sierra November. Can I get a radio check from anyone, please?
4ULP, Kilo Oscar, 4 Uniform Lion Papa. So far, you're sounding good.
I was trying to work out some receive issues, and I thought I had it fixed, but apparently I do not.
Be fine on my end. I'm receiving you fine, and you sound loud and clear.
Yeah, for the life of me, I can't figure out what, because that's what everybody said yesterday, that I was coming in just fine. My receive, though, is almost nothing but static.
Tell you, I'm a new ham radio operator, so I don't know how to fix stuff, so. By the way, I'm Alexander, and I just don't have any suggestions to make. As I said, I don't know much about this stuff. I just got into the hobby.
Yeah, you come in fine as long as I'm sitting still, but the second I start moving, I just about can't understand a word anybody's saying.
Handheld, or are you on a base station?
It's a handheld running through an amp that I'm using, and it's a mobile antenna. I'm basically using a handheld as a mobile radio.
Driving? I had trouble. I was trying to use the mobile radio with a 6-inch back mount antenna on the roof and ran the cable down to the handheld, and nobody could understand me, so I don't know. There was another guy who told me to get an amp that he used for a mobile radio. Forgot his name. Who knows? For all I know, you could have been him. I don't know. But the amp was B4EC, I think, something like that. And he said that's what you use. You like plug it into the cigarette lighter, and then you run your antenna up and use your handheld like as a microphone.
Yeah, I've got mine running through as kind of a convoluted setup because it's a dual band radio and the amps are monoband, so I've got it running through basically from the radio to a diplexer, and it splits to the respective amps and then back into a diplexer to run a single line to the antenna. So it basically wires out to the amps and then wires back in to the antenna. So I'm sure with all that, there's no telling. It probably only took one of those connections to go bad or something to happen for it to deteriorate. I just pulled the antenna off because I know NMO antennas with that little spring piece that goes against the center connector, they can sometimes get bent in and lose connection. So I check that, and everything that I know of is fine. So I'm sure I got a wire that's broke connection or just got a deteriorated connection or something.
So you said something about if you're closer, if you move that way, your audio goes bad. So as long as you stay in one position, your audio is fine.
Sorry, repeat that one more time.
I think that if you, like, move your position, your audio gets bad, but if you, like, stay in one spot, you can still understand.
So, like, right now I'm sitting still at a red light, and there's white noise in there, but it's, I can hear you perfectly fine, but the second I start moving, it starts, I guess, like picket fencing, or basically like I'm right on the edge of the repeater range, which I am and I'm not. I've talked on this repeater from further away on less power, so I know that shouldn't be the issue, but I am at least 45 miles from the repeater. I am out here, but like I say, in the past, I've never had this issue. Like I say, I think there's just something that's deteriorated with my setup that's causing the issue. I just gotta pinpoint what it is.
Okay, 5 Nobello.
Are you WLP Association that just jumped in there. You can go ahead.
This is KE5WLL. Name here is Leroy. The station is having issues. What's your current location?
I'm in Travelers Rest, South Carolina.
I can give you.
Now, you doubled with the other station. The other station that's mobile, what's your location?
Travelers Rest, South Carolina.
Right. This is Leroy in Taylor, South Carolina. The other station that's mobile, it's having problems with the setup, KE5WLL. What's your location?
It's KO4RSN. I'm mobile. I wasn't sure if you copied or not, but I'm down by, Anderson University here. Downtown Anderson, just a little bit outside.
Anderson University area. All right. I didn't know if you may have been in the Ringler area and may have been in the shadow of Paris Mountain. A lot of times if you're in the shadow of Paris, you'll have that type of issue. But if you're mobile in downtown Anderson, you might be having problems receiving because you're in the building coverage.
Yeah, you were barely coming in just then as well. I think I was in a bad spot, worse than usual. I'm not sure if I'm coming in any better now.
Coming in full quieting. But, yeah, it may be a receive issue on your end, just into the location of your location in the downtown area, in the university area. That you may want to try another location and try again before you really start to tear up your setup, because you're coming in loud and clear. If it was an antenna issue, you'd be having problems transmitting also.
It's baffling on my end, because, like I say, I mean, if I'm coming in loud and clear, I would assume that I would be picking y'all up with little to no noise. But like I say, when I start driving down the road, the second I start moving and get off a light or something, it's almost like I am, like I say, just right outside the repeater range, which I know I'm not. Like the road I'm driving on now, I've talked to many guys on this repeater, and it's, you know, full quieting on my end too. So like I say, I've got to have something on the receive end. I don't know if it's one of my amps that's just deteriorated on the receive end and it's not filtering correctly or what, but it's I can't really understand a word y'all are saying when y'all start talking.
Thing you might want to check is your antenna connection itself. You might want to get to a safe spot, pull over, and just check your tightness of your antennas. It could have loosened up just during your travels.
I just actually just checked that a minute ago. I've got a drilled NMO mount in the center of my roof. It's on a Jeep Cherokee or a Grand Cherokee. And the antenna, it's a Larson, the 270 NMO antenna. And I'm not sure how familiar you are with Larson antennas, but they have that little spring flat bar that lays against the center conductor, and it was kind of pushed in a little bit, and I thought maybe that was my issue, so I bent it back out so it was making good contact with the center conductor of the NMO mount, and still having the same issues, so I don't, and I made sure the antenna was good and snug and tight, so like I say, I'm thinking I probably just need to ditch this whole HT with the amplifier thing in my Jeep. I did it more or less because I moved my mobile radio into the house, but I'm working on getting me another mobile to put back in here. I did this more as a temporary setup, but I think it's about run its course, basically.
Yeah, you probably want to check all your connections, and it may be, unfortunately, it might be on the handheld side. Those aren't really durable for the mobile antenna type setup, so you just want to be careful of that. Anyways, just throwing in a couple of things here, and we'll get out of your conversation. And good morning to you, Alexander. Thank you for letting me jump in. You all have a good day, and I'm going to jump out of here and get some work done. KA5WLL clear, and you all have a good day. Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving. KO4 ULP for station ID. WLP. Is the other station still on?
Been receiving and problems. This is W4NGU. Are you still there?
4ULP. Kilo Oscar. 4 Uniform Lion Papa. I am still here.
So you're not having receiver problems. Is that over station in Anderson? Still there. W4NGU.
Morrison, I'm still here. I got a little better there for just a second. The last station that was talking about, you know, a minute or so ago, I completely lost out on that. But yeah, I can copy you now.
I agree. If you're getting into the repeater with a walkie-talkie as good as you are, I think you have a receiver problem in the walkie-talkie. You're an hour from me, so I'm probably not the guy, but there's so many guys around with walkie-talkies, I would switch one out and eliminate that as just one issue.
So I worked night shift last night, and on my work vehicle, I have another antenna in a little less complex setup, so I'm not sure how much he copied before, but currently I have the HT running to a diplexer, which splits between UHF, VHF, and then I have a separate UHF, VHF amps. And then on the output of the amps, it runs back into another diplexer to combine back into the dual band antenna. So it's a very convoluted setup that I basically just did because I had the spare parts. I don't like it, but it was the best I had to get more than just the 5 watts out of the HT. I should be running about 30 watts, between 25 and 30. But anyway, on my work vehicle, I just run the HT with the 5 watts to a mobile antenna on a lip mount, and it was doing fine last night. On the receive end, I was listening to the net and then some of the guys, and it seemed to be doing fine. So I'm thinking it's something between my HT and the antenna that's causing the issue with that convoluted setup I got.
Sounds a little complex. Anyway, I just thought I'd throw that in. I had heard you say on another day you had those hands going. I was remembering that. I thought you were running 5 watts, and I thought, man, he's getting in too good. Regardless of what building he's behind, he ought to be receiving the repeater fine. And, 5 watts. But anyway, hello, Alexander. Bill, I was the third guy you talked to in that first exchange when we had three guys. But I got to go, and you guys have a good day. I'll turn it over to Alexander for a final. This is W4, Never Give Up.
73 to you, and if the other guy still wants to carry on conversation, I'm still open. 4ULP, Kilo Oscar, 4 Uniform Lab Upon, and I will be monitoring. ULP, Kilo Oscar, 4 Uniform Lab Upon, and Papa, and monitoring. For ULP, Kilo Oscar, 4 Uniform Lab Upon, and monitoring. ULP, Kilo Oscar, 4 Uniform Lion Papa. Anybody available for contact? ULP, Kilo Oscar, 4 Uniform Lion Papa. Anybody available for contact? 4ULP.
HKX, N4ZLK. LK clear.